from Revenue Rhino. I'm Brad Hammond, and this is the Lifelong Customer Podcast. We're interviewing successful sales and marketing leaders and discussing ways in which they're building lifelong relationships with their customers. Welcome to the Lifelong Customer Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Hammond, and today I have Danny from BBA Logistics. Danny, it's really nice to have you on.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for today's discussion. So just to kick us off, could you tell me a bit about who you are and your company and your role and all that stuff?
Well, first of all, my name is Daniel Silvestri. I'm one of the owners of BBA Logistics. My role within the company is to kind of oversee the sales department in the United States, make sure that we have maintain the growth that we have had the past 3 years and continue to grow into the future, hire new employees that can contribute to that growth as well.
Absolutely. I love it. And then what are you guys up to? Obviously logistics, but anything more specific in the logistics space?
When we talk about logistics, we generally concentrate on trucking logistics, but we also do a rail, we also do air and sea. So I would like to think that we are a multinational company in that sense, that we don't shy from any type of logistics as long as it is profitable and within the reach of BBA, we will do it.
Absolutely. I love it. And how's like the performance of the company been this past year? You know, what are some maybe challenges that you face and how have you addressed them?
So compared to last year, we have continued to grow, and I would say deceptively strong numbers, and deceptively because we continue to meet our margin percentage wise, but there's less freight out there. People are buying less because of the current economy, and that's understandable. But we kind of expecting that trend to kind of change, hopefully towards the end of this year, as we move on towards 2024. But we expect it to continue to grow.
That's awesome. And what would you say has been the biggest challenge in growing a company this past year?
Current market, we expected to have a strong period during the holidays, you know, December, January, but it wasn't the case. We came up a little bit short. And again, that's because of the current market, the way things are right now. We're going through this downtrend right now where people are just kind of saving money, not spending as much as they did during the pandemic or before that when everything was just status quo. Well, we kind of expected, you know, to move some amount of freight, same amount of volume yearly. And this year has not, the way we started has not been quite the case. At least we're hoping that that changed.
Absolutely. And when it comes to sales, like what strategies and tactics have you found to be working pretty good, you know, and what are you maybe doubling down on as we head into this year?
Well, so when it comes to sales, we have a lot of resources that we like to utilize on DMB Hoovers, Zoom Info, LinkedIn, and again, phone calls and emails, email campaign. I think that works extremely well simply because a lot of prospects that you're reaching out to, for the most part, they're not in front of the desk, or if they see a phone number that they don't recognize, would not answer the phone. But an email, for the most part, they will read as long as it catches their attention. So we dedicated about 95% of our resources into campaign, email campaign. They have generated some new customers for us. And we see an advantage on that.
That's awesome. So sounds like email is really working well for you guys. And how do you do that? What's the message say and who do you send it to and kind of all those details?
You know what? It depends on the industry and who we're targeting. For the most part, when we send out a campaign, we don't know much about the client, the person that's going to read it, but we do know about the company. So you want to do your research. You want to make sure that your email is catered to that particular customer or that particular company. So it is time consuming, but we do have a great group of people that handle that department. And so every time they send an email, it is particularly tailored to that company. So if you're moving, let's say, auto parts, but we want to make sure that it's tailored to your company and how we can help you guys out. We want to make sure that we stand out. Again, a lot of those companies, they receive hundreds of emails a week. So you want to make sure that on during that particular time that the customer is seeing it, that you catch their attention. Remember that they only have a few seconds to actually read the header and then probably read one or two lines. And if you don't catch their attention during that short period of time, then they're going to delete your email. So you want to make sure you stand out.
Yeah, that's so important. And when it comes to standing out, do you send, I imagine you don't, but is it like a template email? You send the same thing out to a lot of people, or are you doing like that specific research and kind of custom message type of thing?
It's a specific research, custom message. You don't want to send out the same email to everyone because everyone company has different issues, whether they have problem with rates, they feel like they're overpaying. And I think most customers feel that they're overpaying anyway. Or you have a particular customer that is struggling to get their product from point A to point B because they don't have a reliable carrier. You know, so we trying to target the customer based off of their particular needs. And like I said, for the most part, we don't necessarily know what your needs might be. So when we send an email that is tailored to your company, we have to do some research. How did you go about doing research? And that's where ZoomInfo plays a big role, because ZoomInfo give you the details of the company, how much they did quarterly, what were some of the challenges that they face in terms of the supply chain. Mm. And so that's how we're trying to target out some of the prospects that we send emails to.
Yeah, I'm really curious what that like research and identification looks like. So it sounds like you're targeting based on like size of company and titles and all that stuff. And then how do you know what to say in the outreach email? Is it like, do you figure out if they've been in the news or something? What does a bit of that personalization look like?
When we go to ZoomInfo and DMB Hoover, they're pretty good at giving you a picture of what's going on with that company. So we look at the revenue. What was different from this year revenue to last year revenue? And once you realize that, you know, you can go and see, well, something changed, something happened. So maybe they had a strong sale. So when we see that they had a strong sale, that means that they're shipping more. Or maybe they had maybe the sales kind of went down, that they're shipping less, right? So you kind of want to make sure that you look at revenue, that you look at, you know, who they're working with company-wise, trying to find out what is that they're spending? How much are they spending on shipping? And that's usually included in the, when they talk about revenue, what they're spending. So you want to look at that. And once you find out, hey, you know, you're spending, let's say, $2 million a year in shipping, maybe I can help you out by reducing that into maybe $1.5 million or maybe $1 million reduction in prices. And that's really what you wanted. So I can give an example. The new company that we're working with, we sent an email. It was specifically tailored to that company. And what we presented was, hey, we saw that you had a great growth during this particular time, but we also said you spend this amount of money in shipping. Mm. I could probably help you, you know, reduce that by 10%. And after that, and they said, well, how can you help us? That was a reply, you know, and then they sent me the links to quote. But that's how you really want to be able to target some of the companies that you're reaching out to. You want to make sure that you realize how much are they spending in shipping. That's usually a big thing for companies. They're always looking to reduce that number. And if you can seriously reduce that number for them, they'll listen. So you want to make sure that you tailor those emails specifically for those companies, knowing that, hey, I know that you spend $2 million because I'm researching your company. And I really think that I can help you out. And this is how I can help you out.
Absolutely. I love it. And as you get people that are interested, how do you prioritize them? Do you ask like certain questions like in a discovery call, and then you figure out, okay, this person's like higher priority than this person? Or how do you go about doing that?
Well, I try to treat every lead the same. I try not to place that label, you know, like, this is more important than the other one. So I try to treat everyone the same way. But with that being said, I usually ask a lot of open-ended questions, and I let the customer tell me what are their needs. You know, I want them to be able to talk to me and tell me, hey, you know what? I'm struggling with this, or I need help with that. And then for the most part, once you ask those open-ended questions, you get an idea of what is it that they actually need and how you can actually tailor a specific package for them in terms of the logistics. Hey, I can do this for you, and I can present this, and I can probably, you know, better help you with this particular route.
Absolutely. I love it. So as we think about like this next year, is this going to continue to be your strategy? Are you all in on email? What do you think? Like, obviously things are changing. Everyone's kind of thinking about their strategy. Are you still seeing a lot of success with this, it sounds like?
We're going to continue to use the emails. I think it's one of the best way, effective way to communicate. We also like to do a lot of one-on-one meetings. It helps. I know a lot of companies don't feel comfortable, you know, just responding to an email. Hey, you know, like, I want to see the person that I'm going to be doing business with. And it's always good to send out the sole person to meet them and kind of develop that relationship. I always said that when we do the logistics, you don't want a customer for 1 week or for 1 month. You want a customer for the rest of, you know, that contract life, right? One-on-one meeting is always good. Emails are always good. Phone calls, they're good. But I find, like I said, emails are usually our bread and butter right there. We love sending out emails.
Absolutely. I love it. And then anything you're excited about as we head into this year? Any new things we got going on or any things we're kicking off?
Yeah, we're excited about the fact that we're going to continue to grow our Tampa office and looking to open new offices in Nogales and in Laredo, Texas. We're striving to position ourselves at one of the top logistics companies in the U.S. and Mexico. So we are excited about that particular growth, especially now that a lot of companies have begun to move their businesses from China to Mexico. They kind of realize that China is no longer a reliable partner, but Mexico is, right? And even though they're going to spend a little bit more, they're going to have that assurance that Mexico is not going to shut down the borders if they have any issues. And then again, we saw that last year with China when they pretty much shut down everything and kind of threw the supply chain and the economy upside down, right? So they realized that, you know what, Mexico is the most reliable partner. We understand that we're going to pay a little bit more, but our customers are going to be happy and we're going to continue to produce our products and make sure that we get it to the U.S. in a timely manner. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the changes that are coming. And there's a lot of great opportunities for BBA. And I think we're going to take advantage of it, fully take advantage of it.
Very cool. I love it. Any last words of advice, closing remarks, or any thoughts before we end the podcast? And
man, with that said, you're doing a great job. And I think that this particular show does help a lot of people that are want to get into sales and understand sales. I wish I had your show back in the days when I started doing sales to kind of take some advice from it. But anyone that is coming into the logistic world or doing sales just in general, don't give up. Out of 10 phone calls or 10 emails, one will always give you an opportunity. And that opportunity, you know, could be a big one, could be a life-changing opportunity.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining the podcast today and sharing all your wisdom and insights. Much appreciated.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.